This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pope Francis continues his vigorous use of the press to convey the gospel along with its pro-life message. When Francis spoke last week of the mercy of God relating to those with an abortion in their past, the press bit, with many nearly gleefully announcing that the Pope was backing down from church teaching on abortion. Friday, the Pope fired right back, talking more about mercy, reminding doctors that the first and most precious right is the right to life. He said unborn babies are unjustly condemned when killed in abortions. President Obama is moping over a House resolution passed Friday that would defund Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act. The move came from determined rank-and-file House Republicans who spurned some GOP leaders in refusing to support a continuing federal budget resolution without pulling funds away from Obamacare. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other news, while receiving a pro-life award, Texas Governor Rick Perry predicted Friday that abortion will end. And while Ireland's prime minister admits taking heat from voters over the recent legalization of some abortions, he says new elections are a long ways off. Meanwhile, his pro-life opponents have been kicked out of Prime Minister Enda Kenny's Fine Gael political party. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.